Nama Om Vishnupadaya Krishna Prastaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Iti Namane Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharane Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Paskatya De Sitarane. So my meditation from reading and preparing this reading for you, dramatic reading about the Brahmana's wives. The first thing, there are two points I would like to say. One is that we should understand that just like them, we need the darshan of Krishna. Because they were very elevated and they were actually mature, so the darshan that they needed was physically Krishna's physical presence. They needed to see him, because if you have seen him, then you're never to be the same. And they knew it, that they had to have that darshan. But for us on our beginning stages of Krishna consciousness, we seriously need to take the darshan of the Lord in the temple, Archa Vigraha form, as often as possible, because this is how we will step over the obstacle of remaining impersonalists and actually thinking that God is some sort of a form somewhere. So we need the darshan of Krishna. And the second point that came very strongly to me was that when we leave here, I'll speak for my own case here, that as soon as I leave Vrindavan and arrive in Delhi airport, and from there on, I shift gears. Here my mechanism is to accept, to take in, to absorb impressions as much as possible, and to see Giriraj with open two eyes looking in the same direction. But once I get out of Vrindavan, I have to again resume the fortification of my consciousness, protecting myself from this mechanism of absorbing the material impressions that we see. So Srila Prabhupada emphasizes, and you can see from listening and reading, that our hearing of Krishna very much is based on Bhagavad Gita. Because we enter a battlefield again, where it's our senses are being bombarded, and we have to protect ourselves and not die. So hearing about Krishna and discussing about Krishna and fixing your mind on him, Krishna is giving those directions in his in wonderful conversation with Arjuna right before he was about to meet his most critical hour. So we should take shelter on Arjuna's side in the battle of life, and that will protect us enormously. And one small thing that I would like to say more is speaking about Udipan. This morning I remembered how one of my favorite Udipans, and a very easy one for anyone to take, is collecting quotes that inspire me in moments of inspiration. I take them and I put them, print them onto a piece of paper, nice colored paper, laminate them, and I put them on the wall. And then when I wake up in the morning, one time somebody said to me, every morning I wake up an atheist. And I thought, how terrible, poor person. But then one day I observed that I also wake up an atheist. And so these udipans, these direct words spoken by devotees about Krishna, or Krishna with his reassurances to devotees, they help me to restore my devotional balance and to proceed as strongly as I can with that particular day's battles and looking for the darshan of Krishna, because we don't belong to anybody. Thank you. Hare Krishna.